Aircheckdownloads.com. You ready?
Let's go.
BBC
Radio 1's
Future Pop.
Hi there, it's Jodie Bryant with you, and this is Future Pop on BBC Radio 1. We do this show every single Thursday, 8 until 10 p.m, and tonight I am here because Radio 1 have trusted me with the final Future Pop of 2023. No pressure, right? So tonight I'm going to be playing you some incredible artists that have taken the pop world by storm this year. And who better to kick it all off with than Katie Baser? She has had the craziest year and was nominated for the Brits Rising Star Award. But this track definitely was one of my favourite releases, and it won't leave your head for 3 to 5 business days. This is Katie Baser and Pretty Boys.
We had our first date.
It's a strong start. Nope by New Rules, players on Future Pop. I love these guys. They live together and you can tell that they are just best mates. It's Jodie Bryant on BBC Radio 1, and tonight's show is made up of future headliners who are a must add to your playlist. Okay, a contender now for the most dreamy pop released in 2023. I feel like I'm a character in a movie whenever I play this, and I think you will too. This is Lo Lauren, Only One on Earth.
I feel like I've lost you when you weren't even mine.
When you think future pop, you automatically think of Dylan. That was Rebel Child. She is not only a pop star. When she performs live, she is a total rock star. If you haven't been to a Dylan show yet, then get that on your 2024 bucket list. She is going on tour. It's Jodie on Future Pop, and this is Radio 1. And if you want to head into the new year with a load of your new favourite artists, then this is the show for you. A beautiful songwriter up next with one of the most recognisable and raw voices in pop right now. This is Sam Tompkins, Someone Else on Radio 1.
I'm going under.
Oh, he's just got a voice like a warm hug, doesn't he? Sam Tompkins on Radio 1. It's Jodie Bryant doing Future Pop right now. And I'm about to take it back to the first viral song of the year. It seems like forever ago when Mae Stevens posted a clip of this next song on TikTok. She even said it was just a last minute idea when she was struggling for content. She just posted it from her drafts. But then next thing you know, she woke up, had gone completely viral. A few weeks later, she had a record deal. And a few months later, she got a song out with Meghan Trainor. Now she has performed all over the world, and here is the song that started it all off. This is If We Ever Broke Up, Mae Stevens on Future Pop.
If you keep wondering.
Still an absolute bop, Mae Stevens, If We Ever Broke Up on Radio 1. And whatever you're doing this evening, whether you're on the long drive up to someone's for New Year's, eating the last of the Christmas leftovers, or just chilling, because no real work happens between now and New Year, does it? Whatever it is, I am here providing the soundtrack to your Thursday evening. Now, this next song is from one of the best new pop albums of the year, in my opinion. I'm talking about Snow Angel, a huge release. Everyone was obsessed, including me. Let's get into it. This is Rene Rapp, Pretty Girls on Radio 1. Got to be contender for album of the year, Snow Angel by Rene Rapp. That was Pretty Girls. Now, this year has been a year of saying it's giving, of saying slay, but also a year of self-confidence. I feel like self-love and looking after yourself have been big in 2023. And this next song really brings that empowering energy. Fresh from a live session exclusively for Future Pop, this is RLY with Superpower.
This is
Radio 1's Future Pop.
I used to be
about turning your weaknesses into strengths. RLY and Superpower. It's Jodie doing Future Pop for your Thursday evening, and I'm gonna hit play on, in my opinion, a perfect pop song. It's giving It Girl, it's giving Sass, it's giving I'm Better Off Without You. Plus, she is on tour right now supporting the ultimate pop queen, Taylor Swift. It is a no-brainer for our class of 2023 Future Pop. This is Sabrina Carpenter and Feather on BBC Radio 1. And we love here on Future Pop, bit alternative and indie. That was Only the Poets. Molly is always championing them, and they are definitely in our Future Pop Hall of Fame for 2023. And someone else that's in there is Tate McRae with a song that made it into many of my own TikToks. It is so addictive. Turn this one up. This is Greedy on Radio 1.
call you sweet.
She has recently released her album Think Later. Tate McRae plays on Future Pop. It's Jodie on your radio this evening, and I hope you're feeling good, full of too much food and having a lovely festive break. This next artist is called Kat Pinkin. She is Australian, but she lives in London. And Kat is particularly special to me because I was the first person to ever play her on the radio back when I did a show for BBC Introducing. Bit of a humble brag. And since then, we have watched her thrive, we've watched her slay, and her looks are just next level. She is an absolute pop star. And if you don't know her, get to know her. This is her latest song, What Are You Sorry For? Kat Pinkin on Radio 1.
There's no way, no way.
I actually got caught in one of Kian DeCroix's flash mobs earlier this year for a song, I'll Be Waiting. And you know what? I rate the confidence because singing in public is not for me. I will save my daily rendition of Flowers by Miley Cyrus for the shower. Thank you very much. It's Jodie Bryan here, and right now is the class of 2023 Future Pop, aka the best of the ultimate new pop that has come out of this year. And I'll tell you another one. This next tune is called Window Shopping. If you can't guess from the name, it is all about flirting with someone else when you're already in a relationship. So I'm going to press play on this before I say anything that could get me in trouble, because it is a bit of an anthem. She's a name to look out for. Flo Gallop. This is Window Shopping on Future Pop.
Aircheckdownloads.com.